Former Republican Congressman Steve Sutherland, the coalition's chair, says the group opposes Senate President Joe Negron's $2.4 billion plan to build a reservoir south of Lake Okeechobee.
North and Central Florida are home to 70% of Florida's river watersheds. The majority, if not all, of our springs, and it provides nearly all of the recharge to the Florida aquifer. Contaminated water is not exclusive to South Florida.
Opposing the Senate Republicans' proposal seems to be Stand Up North Florida's only position, and there's little paper trail on the funding. It's a limited liability company, which requires filing a single document with the Secretary of State's office. LLCs don't file tax returns, and Sutherland declined to disclose donors and wouldn't say if it's backed by the sugar industry.
There are individuals who want to give, and these are individuals, to your point, that want to give to this cause without being known. And so therefore, they have the right to do so.
Others have also criticized Negron's reservoir proposal. Sugarcane growers don't want to sell tens of thousands of acres of farmland, and members of the Florida House and Governor Rick Scott don't want to spend the money. Stand Up North Florida has been lobbying local governments against Negron's proposal since last fall. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Sarah Mueller.